Hello, Jaguar.
Yeah, good. Thank you.
Hi, hi.
Being the dog, it reminded me of Siddharameshwar Maharaj when he says, it's the self in the snake that comes and the self in the person that runs away. And it's the self in the dog that came and licked your face. And it's the self in you that had the face licked.
Yeah, he does that sometimes. They come sometimes, different ones come kiss this side or this side. They should be tired. They had a walk to two hikes today, so they should be pooped. So are the dogs an illusion also?
Well, they're within you. I mean, it's the self that's in the dogs that's taking them, and that's providing the power for them to walk and all of this. And then the self as you, the dog walker, then everything that you're seeing, if you're seeing butterflies, if you're seeing birds or trees or flowers, that's all the self. And it's then within your own self because it's only illusion when you're viewing it as something. And when you know that it's just all just happening, it's just this
Happening.
again in a dream. In a dream, when you wake up, you realize, oh, wow, like I was walking dogs in a dream and I was enjoying myself. It was a beautiful sunny day, but everything was myself. Like there was nothing that wasn't me. I was providing all the power and spontaneously providing a seeming story where there actually was none. It's just appearances arising and then flowing along with the concept of words to try and form something of a pattern so that it seems like it's something tangible. And in reality, when you wake up, it's just a dream. When you know yourself in a real sense, oh yeah, the dogs, they're enjoying themselves. I'm enjoying myself, but it's all the self that's enjoying.
All the self, yeah.
Yeah, the selfless self that you are.
Selfless self.
That's why in Siddharameshwar Maharaj, Master of Self-Realization, he talks about, the scorpion, it comes and tries to bite, and it's the self in the scorpion that's attempting to bite, and the self in the person that realizes the scorpion is wanting to bite and runs away. So it's all the same. That's why the dream is the best.
Yes.
If at all you want to like intellectualize the reality, you can say, ah, in dream, this is what happens. Like, I'm populating a whole world. I'm creating stories using language, enjoying or not enjoying all these things. And only when you wake up, you, oh my gosh, that was just a dream. It seemed very real at the time, but now I know it was just a dream. And when you know yourself in a real sense, you look at this waking dream and say the same thing. Oh, for a time it had appeared very real. There really appeared to be separate people interacting and conversations and this and that. And maybe I got upset with someone because they did something I didn't like or whatever. And then you realize when you know yourself in a real sense, none of that was true. And then you can just, okay. And still, because we're holding this five elemental body, there may be disturbances. You walk outside, it's very hot. Oh, it's so hot outside. I'm not enjoying this heat. That's okay because you're holding this five elemental body. And knowing, it's like if you look at yourself in the mirror and there's an inner knowingness that you're looking through these eyes, but you're seeing the body in which you're formlessly looking. The looker is not anything to do with the body. They're using the physical eyes to see an appearance. And that appearance is what you used to identify with as yourself. And now you know that's not true. And now do your job, do your duties, take care of all your responsibilities. Get stuck in traffic. Okay, stuck in traffic. Be here. Okay, be here. But nothing is true.
Yeah.
No need to like take the touch and just go, you know, road rage or some crazy thing, or quit your job because you're angry at your boss that is yourself.
Yeah, I still find myself having that experience sometimes a lot when I'm interacting with the world. The obstacles and things that come up.
Absolutely.
And like, challenges.
Like Maharaj says, this is practical spirituality. We're not sitting on a mountaintop where we're totally able to just remain with our selfless self. There's no disturbance. Everything's beautiful. I'm so spiritual because I can remain with my selfless self until a bird comes along and poops on you. And then it's like, it's all over. Then you're just not spiritual at all anymore. So, but it's the inner knowing. And even as the activities are happening, these activities, just as in a dream,
yes,
these activities are happening. And sad things are going to happen, and that's okay. Sadness is part of the illusion. And this body that you're holding, it's going to feel this. This flow of thoughts that's coming along, that's identifying with various different things, you're not taking the touch, but there's still a flow of thought that you say, oh, this is happening. And that's when you catch yourself. Oh. And that's why they talk about the horses and the carriage. You don't let the horses go wild and run. You pull them back in. So as soon as you see yourself believing that what's happening is really a disturbance of some sort and you really don't like it, that's when you just like, oh. Mantra. Remain with your selfless self. Listen to the mantra running naturally through the body. Everything's okay. But you don't let the horses start galloping, because once the horses start galloping, there's not possible to control. Like there's no reining in.
Yeah. Indeed, I agree with that. It's more challenging, and then it goes into another situation, and then you just keep getting caught up in the
absolutely
in the moment unnecessarily, as I always try to think of it.
Yeah, that's the thought train, which is literally like thought a train. It's the thought bullet train. And once you get on, it's very difficult to get off. You know, it's going very, very fast because you're like, oh, this is happening and that's happening and that's happening. Oh, I'm going to remain with myself. Oh, I can't remain with myself right now because all these thoughts are bothering me. That's, and then it's like the perpetuation. And that's why it's like, okay, just pause just for a moment. Even with big decisions, because you know all the decisions are basically, there's nothing to be decided because it's all illusion. But at the same time, you don't want to get stressed about making a decision, so you pause. Just die. And then continue from that point, knowing that you're the formless holder of the body and that what happens to the body is not so big. Yes, it's going to affect. There's going to be an effect because of holding the body. When you're no longer holding the body, that's why Maharaj says, prior to being this, did you know anything about stress or anxiety or any of these things? After leaving the body also, you know nothing about this stress or anxiety. But whilst you are pretending to be, while you are pretending to be something, this is going to see you just as in the dream until you wake up from the dream. Oh, okay, finish. Okay, I know myself in a real sense, because that's like the magic eraser. Remaining with your selfless self, it's a black hole, pulls in all thoughts, pulls in all everything. Even the concept of someone to remain with the selfless self dissolves. And where all experience ends, there you are. even the selfless self-intoxication is no more there, because there's nothing and no one to experience it. No experience, no experiencer, no witness, no witnesser.
John, your shirt is very nice, colorful.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
John,
Yes, yes.
the dream, the personal dream is little easy on the self than this waking dream. Because every night you get up and you immediately know it is not true. Here you have to make a struggle to say waking dream, this is not true. It helps, but still it's little more complicated for me than the dream sleeping. I'm 1 second I can delete it. This one is little troublesome sometimes.
Well, there's no need to delete it once you know yourself in a real sense. Like, that's why the conviction is there. Oh, so that I am that. And now, yes, holding this body-based illusion, these illusory experiences are going to seem to be happening.
Yes.
And okay, the waking up, so to speak, from a waking dream is simply you remain with your selfless self at that time, because you know, you sit in meditation and there's just I, that subtle sense of presence. And you're sort of, okay, you're kind of leaving this body-based existence and saying, this I am, this presence. But then as you're sitting there knowing this presence, then there's a subtle understanding that if presence can be known, then I can't be that, even using this body form. So there's something even more subtle than presence. And there's nothing. So now, from this position, you know that the entire world is projected on that spontaneous presence. And you're like removed. And yes, things could still be happening. You get, you know, even if it's an error, somebody sends you something and says you have to vacate your house in 30 days. This is going to be like, what? Like, you know, you can't just sit there and meditate that away. But at the same time, you know yourself in a real sense. Okay, let's see. What's this? The next moment, the next appearance in front of you, because it's only scenes appearing and disappearing. There's not a need for you, you know, calling up somebody. What the heck is going on? And this and that. Okay, you call and you just find out. This is this. This is this. It's mistake. Okay. It's not mistake. Okay. Let's fix this. And there's not that gloom and doom, this identification with a thought stream that everything is terrible, that it's not worth it. And oh my God, I've struggled so long. I've done so much. And now nothing is happening. Nothing's working. You don't get involved in this because you know yourself in a real sense. Spontaneous action in the moment. Just pick up the cup, drink it, put it down. No need to make a report about this cup. And tomorrow, it's finished. Like, once you put the cup down, it's finished. It's just spontaneous action in the moment. A scene appears. Action is coming. Okay. There's no deed, no doer. Just like in dream. It's a long dream because you're holding this body. And that's it. When you find yourself getting disturbed, you just look a little bit more. Oh. Because you don't even have to say, I need to not be disturbed. You just remain with your selfless self. And the disturbance is like a black hole. It sucks it in. Because there's no one there to be disturbed anymore. This one that was disturbed gets sucked into that you are. It
Thank
dissolves.
You, thank you.
That's helpful to remember that there's no one there that can be disturbed.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, thank you.
That one that's disturbed is in appearance within your own self and is disturbed by illusory happenings. And it's not needed. You just remain with yourself, the self. That's why it's so important to do the meditation, because if you can do the meditation, you just have to feel that subtle sense of presence, this just I feeling, just I with nothing. And you meditate, it's like, oh, okay, this. Then the process of, okay, I'm identifying, I'm more like this, like Maharaj says, space or sky. I'm more like this than I am this body. And then that's when Nisargadatta Maharaj says, you remain with this I am, this sense of presence, this, okay, you're just kind of constantly trying to keep in touch. Every waking moment, as Nisargadatta Maharaj says, every time he had any free time, okay. And so you're kind of training to find this presence in all circumstance, anytime, anywhere, because it's always there. And now you know if presence is